You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. People complain about political ads, robocalls interrupting dinner, mailboxes full of campaign literature. But there's another sign of election season, political yard signs. Candidates love them. Political consultants say they're a waste of time and money. Writer and blogger Chad Selesky of Politically Speaking had a piece in Dome magazine about that, and he joins us now. First, who says political signs aren't worth much in an election campaign?
There have been several studies done by political scientists that show a negligible effect. Behind the scenes, what I've found is that campaign managers, campaign consultants basically hate signs. They end up wrestling with their candidate, their client, over this issue all the time, especially with new candidates. And they think that signs equal votes, and the consultants try to convince them over and over again that there is a better way to spend your money.
I read in your piece that Joe DeSano of DeSano Strategies jokes he'd like to include a clause in clients' contracts that the candidate may not discuss yard sign usage. I take it that this is kind of distracting for candidates and their consultants.
I would say distracting is putting it mildly. I got the impression that some of them get to the point where they're ready to pull their hair out with their own client about signs. And part of it is the candidate likes to see his name everywhere, you know, every intersection. Part of it is supporters want to see those signs all over the place, especially those who contribute to a campaign. I had one candidate tell me that he got a call about midway through his most recent primary campaign, and a guy had donated $500, and he said, kind of sorry I did that because it looks like you're going to lose. And the candidate said, well, why do you think that? He says, because I don't see your signs anywhere, so I think I wasted my money. Well, the candidate did win and won big.
You quoted Leon Drollet, who's a former state rep and a candidate for a seat on the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, as saying, quote, the candidate's biggest opponent is not a name on the ballot. It's the candidate's own ego, end quote. What's he mean by that?
Well, like I was saying, these candidates like to see their name all over the district. It's an ego boost for them. It gives them a feeling that, you know, they're on their way to victory. In Southeast Michigan, it's gotten to the point where literally candidates want to see their name in lights. We have these huge electronic billboards that go up on the freeways. These are almost the kind of thing you see in Vegas, these very flashy lit up billboards. Those in particular, I think, are where the ego problem comes in. You know, the candidate loves to see his name in lights, but someone who's speeding down the freeway, maybe could care less.
It did seem from your piece that there are worse signs than others, whether it's billboard or yard signs, and those that simply state Smith for office with a smiling photo of Smith tend to be the worst, while those with a clear message at least have a little more benefit for the campaign. So campaign yard signs, not completely useless. And I guess there's some geography in this as well. Small towns, they might work.
Yeah, in a lot of the suburbs, you see what one consultant I talked to called the sign ghettos, which is kind of a clever term because you'll have those key intersections where there are just clusters of signs. In fact, the clusters create a situation where one candidate's sign blocks another candidate's sign, and they're just bunched together in a lot full of weeds, and it's just a bunch of placards with names. More effective way of doing this is to have a message on there, John Smith for lower taxes. You know, something real basic, but that fits in with the message that the candidate is spreading door-to-door or in literature. As far as geography, what I am told is that in small towns and rural areas, there still is a loyalty factor that the candidate benefits from, even if his sign is just John Smith for state rep. Because if, for example, John Smith's sign shows up in the front window of Joe's Hardware on Main Street, and the folks at Joe's Hardware have a really good reputation in town, everybody likes Joe, and that trickles over to John Smith. He benefits from that, and people say, well, you know, if people at Joe's Hardware like John Smith, he's probably a pretty good guy.
I wanted to ask you, if billboards and yard signs and, as we've been told, robocalls are not really effective ways for candidates to raise awareness of their campaigns, what does work?
Door-to-door. Nothing compares to door-to-door.
So just knocking on doors and talking about the candidate.
knocking on doors, talking to people, leaving a little placard on the door, a little flyer on the door if the person is not home. That retail politics, that face-to-face campaigning, nothing can beat it. The thing is it's a lot of work, especially, you know, we have these August primaries, and a lot of that door-to-door involves walking in the heat and humidity. It's a very draining process. I've heard countless stories through the years of candidates losing 20, 30 pounds just in the space of a campaign because they're out there. Can be excruciating at times, but that's what you have to do if you want to get yourself elected. And frankly, a lot of candidates are not willing to do it.
I also saw in your article you said that mailings come in a close second, which kind of surprised me because I hear most people talk about the junk mail, but apparently they're looking at them before they throw it away.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing where I hear people constantly complaining about the junk mail that comes in, especially because it comes flooding in at the very end. You know, everybody says, that, you know, I just toss it in the garbage. But apparently they're taking a peek at it before they toss it in the waste basket because consultants and campaign managers swear by it, that you have to get your message out, and they're not necessarily going to seek out information about a candidate, but if it lands in their mailbox, they might take a minute, maybe 30 seconds to look at it before pitching it. And also, we have an increasing number of absentee voters these days, and a lot of absentee voters just kind of save all that stuff up, put it in a pile, and then when that day comes where they want to sit down at the kitchen table and cast their ballot, a lot of them sort through all of that literature before choosing candidates. They kind of weighing the different candidates back and forth as they look at that literature. So that's also a big impact.
I want to get your thoughts about one more yard sign that I've seen recently. Two of my neighbors have the same political sign. It reads, "Everybody sucks. 2016, the U.S. is doomed." Now, I've seen a lot of people stop, get out of the car, take a photo of those signs. So apparently some political yard signs do get some attention. What do you think of that approach?
Well, obviously, if you have a very unique message on your sign, you're going to get a whole lot more attention. And I would guess that that sign in this particular presidential year reflects how a lot of people think. Everybody always talks about the lesser two evils. I think that's a factor that's in most people's minds this year. And it's going to be interesting to see what will happen with turnout, since so many people don't like one candidate or the other or both.
Or any at this point. Chad Selesky writes the blog Politically Speaking. We've been talking to him about his article in Dome Magazine that was recently published. Thanks for taking the time.